Well, we're doing a unique program today, I think. We're in a combine with Brandon Hunt on Hunt Farms in South Christian County. And Brandon, you might just tell us, we're riding on a Case IH combine. Tell us a bit about the combine we're riding on today.
It's a Case IH 9240 Allen. This is a Class 9 machine from Case IH. We've got a 40-foot draper head on the front, and we're harvesting wheat here in southwest Kentucky.
How's your wheat harvest going this year, Brandon?
It's been pretty smooth. The weather's been nice. We've gotten a lot done in a short period of time. It's been warm and fairly dry. Had a few pop-up showers along the way, but we've done well. Made a pretty quick work of harvest, and yields are off from what we've had the last 3 or 4 years. I guess somewhat feels like a crop failure, even though it's not a complete failure, but we've had some really, really good wheat yields the last 4 or 5 years, so we're kind of getting to remember what a subpar year looks like.
Yeah, there was initial thought before this season began that it might be maybe a record bushel per year for wheat, but doesn't look like it's going to be that, huh?
Yeah, not for us at least. I'm kind of, what hurt some yields across Christian County, and I think everybody I've talked to has been lower than what we've had, and last year was probably almost one of the best ones we've ever had, and to come off of that to this year, we're off quite a bit from what we had last year.
We're riding on a nice machine here. This is a track machine. Tell us how do you think something like this has changed the farming industry and agriculture, what we're riding on today?
It's a lot to do with efficiency, of course, comfort. We're comfortable in here right now, and that helps a lot. It keeps us efficient as we work, long days, and horsepower is a big part. We can do a whole lot more acres per hour now. We're efficient with our time we're in the field. The sun's only up so many hours of the day, so we've got to make the most efficient time we can of that and maximize our productivity.
Brandon, for people who may not know, what do you enjoy about farming?
Sure, that's probably what I don't enjoy. I love everything I do with farming. I've been in ag my whole life, and there's not a whole lot that I don't enjoy. I guess probably the hardest part's the amount of time we spend away from home whenever we're in the fields and wide open this time of year. There is a downside, that's it. But my son's 6 now, and he's big enough to come stay most all day if he wants to, so that helps fill the void during the long hours of the year.
I think that's wonderful, and that's part of what makes it happen. The amazing thing, I think people may not realize, farmers, agriculture, you guys are able to turn this wheat harvest around in, 10 days or so?
Yeah, that's kind of our goal. We're gonna get close to hitting that this time. We try to, as we get in these pop-up rain events in June, thunder boomer season as we call it, anytime that the wheat gets rained on after it's ripe, our test weight and our quality can go down, so it's kind of a hurry up type of mentality. We try to make the most out of every day we can cutting wheat, because if we get into a wet stretch for whatever reason that we don't know is coming, our quality is going to go down, and we don't need that either.
Well, I think it's a good thing to get for people to kind of get an idea of what you do here inside the combine. Of course, you mentioned a lot of gauges, a lot of things here inside the combine you're watching all the time. Tell us, what do you watch here every day when you're out here?
Yeah, so we're watching different things. Of course, the machine performance, trying to make the machine operate the best way we can for quality product in the tank, and maximize the bushels that we're getting in the tank, so not letting too much go out the back. Keeping a check on the rest of everything else that's going on in the operation in the day. Running 3 combines and 2 grain carts, and two beam planters through the day, so keeping up with how everything's going on every aspect other than just running my machine.
I kind of kept keeping up with it, and I'm trying not to be too much of a distraction, but Brandon, appreciate you letting us visit with you today in the combine, and let me ride along. I think I'm like a big kid when I get in here with you. I love riding in the combine, and you were telling me earlier you kind of enjoy that too.
Yep, I do. I don't ever get tired of it. And it's agriculture. We get tired physically, but blessed enough to have an opportunity to farm, and a lot of good people in the industry, and it's a lifestyle that I'm happy to be associated with.
I'm going to record my intro. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.